Go ahead and ask the anybody that went on the mission trip to go ahead and come up. We're going to have a time of sharing here with that. And what an awesome truth. No matter where we go, we're safe in the Father's arms. We're in the presence of God. As His children, He loves us dearly. And we got to experience that a lot this week. We were touched by that. Kevin, come on up. We didn't get you a t-shirt, but come on up, buddy. Sorry. We had a wonderful, wonderful week, wonderfully hot week, but a wonderful week of mission, of serving. For you guys that don't know, we went up to Cleveland, not Ohio, Tennessee, a long drive up there next to Ed and Heather, and served through a company called Akoi Outreach, which was started, I think, almost 30 years ago, by someone that just had a vision to go out and love on the community, to see those who are in need and meet a physical need with the intention of opening the door to reach a spiritual need, to present the gospel, to have an effect in that way, which I left my clicker down there. Sorry. I'm new to this. Forgive me. So this is on me, and I'll turn it on first. But you guys are used to Bill doing it, so it's really not that much worse, is it? So we took a group of somewhere between, I still don't know to this day how many we had at one point up there, somewhere between 30 and 35, I think, was our largest number. So what an awesome trip we had. I want to recognize a couple people before I let some of the youth share just the experience we had and some of our leaders, because we just want to come back, and we had a great week. We want you guys to benefit from the joy that we experienced and the way we saw God move. So that's why we wanted to have this time. But I do want to recognize Kevin. He came up Monday. Where's Kevin? Over here. He came up Monday. He came up with Jared, and they got up on the roof, and they worked their tails off all day. We were doing a roofing job and a painting job at the first house we were at, and the roof was just totally rotten. So without him, we could not have gotten nearly as much done as we had him and Jared. So thank you for you guys. And then also for Mike and Gwen Cribbs for loving on us through the greatest gift for teenagers, which is food. So they both helped us out with breakfasts, so we were grateful for them. And then, as I always do, I want the leaders up here, you guys, to stand up, because these guys are awesome. These guys model the heart of Christ. They give of themselves, of their time, of their money, of their energy, which was a lot this week. So I'm so grateful and so thankful for each one of you guys, because they just make it easy on me. That's not the only reason I'm thankful for them, but that's a great one. I know that our kids are being ministered to, because these guys have vision that God has given them, and I know that they're serving God and not me, which is even better. So thank you for your hard work and your effort. So I'm going to open it up for you guys, the youth, who would like to share. Anyone want to get us started? It's always the first one that's tricky. Yeah, Rebecca, come on up.
Hi. So one thing that I've been really grateful for and got to experience was the block party on July 2nd. So we were all worshiping, like everyone just like grouped together and worshiped. Tim actually noticed that my eyes were closed and I kind of raised my hand up to the Lord. And as we finished worshiping, one of the pastors from another church read us, I think, the gospel. Yeah, Jason read us the gospel. And that moment, I just felt God touching my heart, saying, give me your life. So I listened, and I gave my heart to him.
Yeah.
I think that's all I want to say.
That's good. That's good enough. Absolutely. Well, she's talking about the block party. Tuesday night, we were responsible for hosting, along with two other churches that were, one was from Mississippi, the other one was from Missouri. So we were responsible for going and hosting. It actually ended up being at a low-income apartment building where we went, and we did music, and we brought door prizes trying to draw people in for the gospel presentation. And during that moment, Rebecca, she's apparently has been, God's been after you for a little while, and he finally found you, caught you. So I'm glad he did. But she gave her life to Christ, and it was awesome to see the group around her and the way they loved on her, and we rejoiced together. So we wanted you guys to be encouraged by that. So thanks for sharing that, Rebecca. Anyone want to go next? All right, come on, Nixie.
Okay, so there are a few things that I want to point out about that they were just really my highlights. My main one is, I think it was the last day we were working on Patricia Byrne's house, this man came riding up on a bicycle, and the first day we got there, like at the mission site, we were given these bracelets, and I actually don't have mine on today because I'm a horrible person, sorry. And he asked, we had gone on a prayer walk earlier that day, and apparently he'd found one of these bracelets just on the road, and he asked us if we'd lost ours, and Miguel took it and asked around everyone who went on the prayer walk, and oddly enough, we all had ours. So there was just kind of this mysterious bracelet that appeared, and we found out that this man, his name was Jerry, was homeless and had seen us working on Patricia Byrne's house, hoping that he could get some work to try to buy his medicine because he had a medical condition. So we gathered around and we prayed for him, and Miguel gave him the bracelet, which I thought was really something really sweet to do. And he was just so thankful for us, and I can't remember who it was, but someone took him to Walmart and got him his medicine and gave him some money, and I could just tell that he was so thankful to see and was happy to see that we were just all there worshiping and giving our time and love to Christ. And that was my main point, and that made me happy because I could tell he hadn't seen that in a while. Of course, Rebecca getting saved was another big thing for me because she's just a super sweet girl. And, I mean, everybody loves you, Rebecca. I hope you know that. thank you. At the block party, I volunteered to do administration, which I don't know why I did that because I'm not good at talking to people. And just being up there and signing everybody up for the door prizes and all that, it just gave me a great chance to just meet and talk to people and just, even if they weren't a member of a church or something, just being there and seeing us there, just enjoying the love of Christ, even if they didn't want to admit it, I could tell that they could feel it too. And that just warmed my heart because, you know, I think that's everything.
Yeah, awesome. So. Thank you, Nixie. Yeah, several of our kids we saw would step out in faith this week. It was a challenge that they saw one person do it, and they were challenged to do it. Just like Nixie said, we asked for volunteers to go to do registration, to check people in. And we said, I need two people. And Nixie was like, I don't know why my hand's up, but my hand's up. So she went and did that and grew through that. And that was awesome to see that service. Anyone else? Go ahead.
Okay, then. So, Wednesday night, we went to this church for, like, their service, and there was probably, like, just at their church and their service, there was probably, like, 15 people, like, half of us, and so it was kind of a different atmosphere, so we sat down, and they had a greeting time like ours, and so they're like, okay, after greeting time, everyone turned to page 15, and everyone's like, Okay, so it was just a really different atmosphere because we have super contemporary music, and so it was just kind of different. But then the message, the sermon of the pastor, it was about heaven, and it was Revelation 21:4-6, and it was saying, I don't remember the exact verse, but it was saying there will be no pain, no mourning, no death, or any of that in heaven. And that just really touched me because even though we might be going through, like, so much on earth, there will be none of that in heaven. And, like, that's what God wants for you. He wants no pain for you in heaven. And so I thought that was pretty cool.
Awesome. Thanks, Allison. Wednesday night was the point of the trip where I thought I was going to be, like, voted off the island, because we were supposed to be going, like last year, to up to the river, go swimming after a hot day of working. And this year we went to the same church to eat dinner each night. So Monday night, Tuesday night, we were at the same church eating dinner. And there's this group of ladies, four young ladies, probably in their 60s, 70s, that were feeding us. And we really grew to love them, and we were attached to them. And I thought, man, I hate for us to show up at 5 o'clock and eat dinner. And I found out they're having church service for some reason on July 3rd. Who does that, right? So we were invited to stay, and their service started at 6, and I'm like, we can't show up at 5 and leave, you know, be like, hey, thanks for the food. We're leaving. We're going swimming. Y'all have fun. So I broke the news to the group. I said, we're going to stay for church, and I'm not going to tell you we're going to go after because I don't know how long it's going to be, and I don't want that to be like, okay, let's wrap this up. We're going swimming. So we went, and we walked in, and like I said, there was probably 15 to 20 of them, and we're a group of 30-something sitting in the back corner, and we're singing out this hymnal, and our guys are just belting it out, you know, line for line. And then right after that first song, he said, okay, turn around and greet your neighbor, you know, greet someone. And I go to step out of the pew. I'm in the front row of our group. And I go to step out, and I'm getting passed by these guys. And they were going, like, attacking this church like they were visitors. Like the church members were visitors. So it was awesome to see the heart of you guys, of what we've been practicing and modeling here, being put to practice there. And it was really impactful. So that was a great experience for me. Anyone else? Yep, Andrew, come on, buddy. Yes.
So the first 3 days that we were working, we worked on Patricia Burns' house, and I didn't have very much interaction with her, but since we finished it early, we moved to another site on Thursday to help a smaller group, and I was put on the roof for the majority of the day, and the homeowner had a piano, and I heard some people that went with us talking about how she wanted someone to play. So I got down from the roof and kind of just went into her house and started messing around on the piano, and she walked over and just kind of started having a conversation with me about her daughter and just how much she loved the piano. And I tried to ask her what song she wanted me to play for her, and I asked maybe 3 or 4 times, and she wouldn't tell me. And so I wasn't really sure what to play, so I thought about it for a little while and ended up playing Amazing Grace, because I just thought, you know, everybody likes that song somewhat. And then when I finished playing, she came over and was just so thankful and happy for that, and said it was her favorite song. And something that was great about it is 3 years ago, our church went to a mission trip, or went on a mission trip to West Virginia, and we went and visited a nursing home, and we're going to sing some songs for them, and they wanted someone to play the piano. And I played then, but I wasn't able to play along with the group, because I didn't really know how to do that then. And it... That kind of drove me to learn to play and be able to use my ability to play the piano and gifts to play for other people and serve. And I've been able to do that today, and I got to do that on the mission trip for Miss Betty, and it was just awesome how thankful she was and how I was able to use that and have fun at the same time. And that's all.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. It has been amazing to see Andrew grow, just take steps of faith. And what's awesome to hear up here is a lot of our story. We went to put on a roof and paint a house and do some yard work and stuff like that. Our story's not even about the work. It's about the people we encountered, the opportunities we had to share just a little encouragement, a little bit of faith with them. So that was a highlight. Andrew even got up to share that in front of this huge group of people, probably, 200-300 people that were there serving this week. When asked, there were several leaders, several adults that went up, and Andrew went up as our lone sacrificial lamb, but he did a wonderful job sharing that. He never would have done that years ago, so that's awesome to see him step out in faith. Anyone else? Last call? Oh, man, I didn't cut off soon enough.
If you know me, you know I was a last-minute child for this. I chose to go Sunday morning. But just the thing I came out with this week was we always wear Christ's name on our back, wherever you go, from the, like, every day, every minute. And so you're either serving him or you're not. And so I guess that's the thing I came out with, that you're always serving no matter where you are. And, it's his name on your back and you have to wear that and carry that. So, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. We asked that question to the kids when we were heading. I guess it was Wednesday night when we were going to the service, and we got there for dinner. We asked them, hey, guys, are we on mission now or are we off mission? Because sometimes we get in the van, and it doesn't really seem like it's mission work when we're going down the road singing Country Roads, Take Me Home, or we're superhero or dancing around or whatever we're doing. But they got to the point that we're always on mission, whether we're on a mission trip or we're not on a mission trip. We're always on mission. So being intentional about the conversation we have, that our attitudes, the way we act, the way we treat each other, that we're always seeking to serve God, that we're always on a mission for him. So taking that and then even trying to bring that home, because sometimes it's a lot harder when we're at home to think, man, I'm on mission. I'm serving God here. It's a lot tougher here because I don't have a group of 30 around me, or we haven't spent our whole week just focusing on that. But it's a truth. So that was a good growing moment. Tim, do you have a story?
Oh, man. If you're part of this church, and you know, if you're just even visiting with us, we've got great kids, and I am so proud of them. I'm, you know, if I had buttons on his shirt, I think they'd bust off. But Jonathan mentioned the ladies that fed us Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and they're elderly ladies, and man, they know how to cook. I would put them at a really close second to Janette Pickett. So I'm not as good as hers, but close. But they said they've been doing this for over 10 years. And one of the things that one of the ladies mentioned to me was this was the best group of kids they had ever seen come through. So, you know, that's a testament to all of what you guys have poured into them. It's a testament to them as well. And I'm extremely proud of them. They worked really, really hard. I mean, they worked so hard that our house that we were given initially to put a roof on, paint the house, everything that had to be done, they got it done in 3 days instead of 4 days. So they moved us to another house. And we show up at the second house, and the roof on that house is about a quarter of the way done. And it's a big house. And we talked to the guy who runs the projects Thursday night after the banquet, and he said they didn't think there was any way they would even get that house done. Well, these guys got it done at about 2:00 Thursday afternoon, and it was just amazing to see how hard they worked. I kind of reminded them, we had devotions every morning, and the devotion for Friday morning was about the disciples and them arguing about who was the greatest. And, you know, I kind of wanted to remind them, you know, let's be humble. You know, we don't want to think that we're any better than anybody else. But, you know, I didn't want them bragging on themselves, but I can brag on them. So I'm very, very proud of them. But you're probably wondering why I'm holding this. And, John, how many of these you take on your job site to cut trees? Yeah. Well, it was interesting. We get to the second house on Thursday morning, and they've got a big long fence to paint. And you know what privet hedge is? It's like a big weed that pretends to be a bush or a tree. And there was a big old privet hedge growing in a planter down by the lady's driveway, and they hand me this to go and cut it. And if you know anything about hacksaws, they're made for cutting metal and plastic, not trees. Well, Sunday night when we got there, the sermon we listened to was about Nehemiah and him bringing people to build the wall around Jerusalem. And one of the points that the pastor made was using imperfect tools to build that wall. How many of y'all would want to hire a bunch of teenagers to come put a roof on your house? Well, it's amazing what God could do. Because when I had that hacksaw, cutting little stuff off of that bush was fine. But when I started trying to cut the bigger limbs, I'm getting frustrated. You know, I wanted to take this thing and throw it over the road, over into the next field, and be done with it. But fortunately, God's not like that with us, is he? I mean, he wants to use imperfect tools. All of us, you know, everyone sitting out there, all of us, we're all imperfect. But God has such patience with us. You know, he's not ready to throw us away like I was that hacksaw. He's willing to sit there and use us. You know, I don't know how many, you know, if you've got kids and you want to get a job done, sometimes you're like, God, get out of the way. Let me do it because you want it done. But God will use us. And it's amazing in the ways that he can use us, in the way that he used all of these guys. Oh, I'm so proud of him. Yeah.
All right, well, if there's nobody else, I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go back to your seat. But thank you guys for praying for us, for supporting us in that way and in every way you did. So thank you so very much. What a wonderful week it was. Lives were changed. Miguel also gave his life to Christ, dedicated his life to Christ.